Echo and Harper Audio present The Arrest, a novel by Jonathan Lethem, performed by Robert Fass. A note before we begin. Please download the accompanying PDF to this program from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/The Arrest. The PDF contains Journeyman's file of recollections referred to in this book. For Anna. When you think about it, mostly a cage is air. So what is there to be afraid of? A cage of air. Baudelaire said Poe thought America was one giant cage. To the poet, a nation is one big cage. And isn't the nation mostly filled with air? Try to put a cage around your dream. The cage escapes the dream. I see it streak and stream. Sandra Symonds, Atopia. Part 1. Tuesday. 1. Frost heaves. This road is laid on by the land's dictation. A horse path once and again. It isn't smoothed or straightened, routed through the hills. It climbs and collapses, adopts their shape. Here you might not see something coming until it is upon you. Should there be word of a thing traveling furiously, fair enough, be patient. What wends toward your town gets there when it will. Do the hairs on your neck rise? Take a look. Much exists unseen. For instance, the crows in the canopy. You hear them, but can't pick them out. Mostly you'll want to look where you're going. Watch your step on the irregular, undermined asphalt. A scattering of, is it acorns? Buckshot shells? Not those, not anymore. Scat, perhaps. At the road edge, the low walls, piles of cleared fieldstone. The deer are back, or never were gone. A question of where your eye lands. Beyond these towns, the road slaloms south, deep and crooked from the mainland, into the peninsula, then across two causeways, now derelict. Vein through the meat of the old land, the road finds its finish on the main street of the fishing enclave, on the southernmost of the two islands dangling from the peninsula's tip into the Atlantic. A lobster town. Its piers were, for a half century, partly overtaken by galleries and restaurants, a stand selling ice cream loaded in chocolate-dipped cones. Anyone might have gone there just once and complained about tourists. It's a fishing village again, 2 hours by horse or bicycle to the quarry towns. Too far to go. Forget those lobstermen who rarely appear. It's the others, those on horseback, calling themselves the cordon, who are essential to anticipate, defer to, avoid. They guard the south and west perimeters, the ways out by land. To escape this peninsula now, there's only the sea. Not your thing. Stay with the road. The rusted yellow highway warning sign reading Frost Heaves presents a syntactic puzzle, a verb itself frozen. Was there one particular heave, a buckling in an otherwise smooth surface that once dictated placement of the warning at this spot? The whole roadway surface is heaves now. Someone with a bullet to spare long ago shot the metal sign. Forever a surprise, the bullet passed through, didn't get stuck. Maybe Frost is in fact a person, that poet we studied in high school. Frost heaved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?